Now to a health story that I read in the New York Times earlier this week, where a panel of US experts has published changed recommendations when it comes to aspirins and heart attacks, coronary events, myocardial infarcts, and all of those technical terms that I've learnt since my myocardial infarct on the 4th of May. We're joined by Zoom. We're joined via Zoom by Dr. Amit Khera, who was one of the 16 experts, a professor in the Department of Internal Medicine at UT, University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. Amit, good afternoon, good morning.
Thanks so much for having me today.
So historically, the advice has been, if you're worried about having a heart attack, take some aspirin on a daily basis.
Correct. And as you pointed out, there's been a bit of a shift. And, you know, what happened is the other day, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, a large U.S. governmental organization, reviewed all the literature and essentially downgraded it, saying that we should be a little bit more restrictive, not saying we should eliminate use of aspirin, but that we should be more restrictive in terms of who would benefit from it.
And so to whom should the restrictions apply?
Yeah, great question. Let me back up and just spend a second on sort of the history of where this came from. You know, aspirin's been around forever. You know, from back in the days of VC, we've been talking about aspirin. What's happened in the last several years, there have been more studies. And let me be very clear, because I've seen a lot of confusion about this. In patients who have had a heart attack and stroke, and I'm certainly sorry to hear about your event in May, for those that have had those events, this guidance does not apply. So if you've had a heart attack and stroke or have had stents or bypass surgery, you should continue your aspirin. What this pertains to is people who have never had one before that are trying to prevent their first one. What the more recent studies have shown is that aspirin, yeah, it does still lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes, but not quite as much as it used to. And part of the reason may be, you know, we're doing better with smoking and blood pressure and cholesterol. So the benefits are more modest. And then here's what we've really seen in the last several trials is bleeding. Everyone thinks aspirin is a vitamin and no problem, but it actually increases bleeding significantly. And we're talking about bleeding requiring transfusions and bleeding in the brain, not the nosebleed type of bleeding. And for most people, the more recent studies show you're going to cause more bleeding than heart attacks and strokes that you avoid.
Okay. I don't know to what extent it is clinical practice in South Africa to prescribe aspirin for people who are deemed to be vulnerable to a coronary event. But if there are people listening who are on aspirin and they've not had a coronary event, you'd recommend that they have a chat with their prescribing general practitioner or cardiologist?
That's exactly right. And I'm glad you brought that up because and now to extend what I was just talking about, as you said, vulnerable people. So there are some people where we still recommend aspirin, you know, per these guidelines. And essentially people who are higher risk for heart attack and stroke. Now there's many ways that may be deemed that could be because, you know, there's a strong family history of heart attacks. You know, in the US, we use a calculator that estimates one's risk of a heart attack or stroke. And there's several around the world. There's heart scans that people can do that look for buildup in the arteries. So if someone was more vulnerable or higher risk for a heart attack and stroke, but their bleeding risk was low, they've never had bleeding problems or not have ulcers and things like that, you know, that's a conversation with one's physician or practitioner on an individual basis. Maybe you'd continue aspirin. But I think the major point, at least in the U.S., is everyone was, you know, so many people were just taking aspirin, thinking it was benign, not really doing that calculation about is it the right thing for them.
Okay. So, I mean, people who, you know, without medical advice, they've just read somewhere in a magazine that taking aspirin daily helps you to avoid a heart attack. They just need to take some professional advice before they continue with that practice.
I completely agree with what you just said. And we really exactly that. I think we see a lot of young, healthy people that have just heard that aspirin is good and take it. And they're probably going to have, you know, many more bleeding problems than they will have heart attacks they avoided.
Thank you very, very much indeed to Dr. Amit Khera, a professor in the Department of Internal Medicine at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center.